This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Tunisia, you will recall the beginning of the so-called Arab Spring more than a decade ago began in Tunisia with the defenestrating of the Ben Ali dictatorship. Well, there's a new dictator in town to read from the news about Tunisia. His name is Saeed. And most recently, the EU, in the person of Giorgia Meloni, the Prime Minister of Italy, and von der Leyen, the head of the European Commission, traveled to Tunisia to bargain with Saeed, the dictator, of an investment, a devotion of €1 billion into Tunisia to create opportunity, to slow, at least that's the thinking, the Tunisians are seeking the EU at great risk. Judy, the migration story dominates American political conversation, but I do not know if Americans understand that migration is a global story, global south moving to global north because of climate, because of bad governance, because of the ability to get there, to travel. And the story we have in Central America moving to the American border is a story that Italy has and Greece has and France has moving from North Africa and Germany has moving from North Africa or the Middle East to the European Union. Saeed, the dictator in Tunisia, is he cooperating with Meloni and von der Leyen? Does he want this to be solved?
He doesn't say much about it. He says he doesn't want to be dictated to, and Tunisia will not be the guardian and the keeper for the Europeans. The real weakness of this deal that the EU Commission President announced, von der Leyen, on Sunday with the President of Tunisia and the Prime Minister of Italy, was actually quite important because they mentioned human rights in such a woolly context. And the idea, they didn't say it publicly, I doubt it, even if they said it privately, that if you're going to give nearly €1 billion in terms of loans and investments and others, shouldn't you actually have some kind of conditionality? Because what's happening in Tunisia now is growing unemployment, a declining economy, bleaker aspects for the younger generation, who actually, as a result, migrate. And so the EU really should look at the kind of way this money is going to be distributed in terms of ameliorating the deteriorating political situation. And so far, the president isn't willing to budge on any of these issues.
Giorgia Meloni, the prime minister in Italy, is a wonderful, wonderful presenter of how democracy works. You will recall, everyone will recall, that when Giorgia Meloni first emerged in the American media, she was presented as Mussolini inheritor, and her coalition was seen as far right. Since taking office, Giorgia Meloni has led a right-of-center coalition in a very fluid Italian parliament. However, she's been active, very active in migration and in peacekeeping in the area while supporting Ukraine. How is she regarded in Berlin? Because most striking is that Italy has been absorbing, as best it can, much of the news about the migrants. The ships land on Italian islands, or there was a tragedy in an Italian city. Does Berlin regard Meloni as a success so far?
I think success is not the kind of language that Chancellor Olaf Scholz's government would use. They're interested in how she has kept the coalition together. They're interested in how she's negotiating the special recovery funds, COVID, which I mentioned. They're interested in how she lobbies very hard to get away. This is a tough lady who's sticking to her election promises of curbing migration. And not only that, forcing the EU finally, after decades of discussion, to have a refugee, asylum and migration policy. And I think there must be a degree of sort of admiration for her, how she's sort of trying to deal with all the various issues inside German Italian politics, which is so Byzantine, frankly, and potentially very unstable, and how she's actually got enormous respect inside Italy and increasingly outside. But what she has done, and this is very important, is that her policies are probably an attempt to actually weaken the appeal of anti-immigrant, far-right-wing populist parties by actually moving her party and her government over to a side that can be deemed the respectable end of dealing with migration. So we have a very interesting strategy here on she shaping the future of migration politics in the EU.
I know Germany took an enormous number of refugees in that burst of flight from Syria, and I know many of them were Syrians or Lebanese fleeing the disorder that continues. Where do the Tunisians go? Are they in Berlin or other capitals?
First of all, the first port of call is Malta and Italy. And under EU law, the Italians and the Maltese are meant to register them and track where they go. But because many are French-speaking, if they can leave Italy and the Italian police are getting tougher on this, they will go to France and their families are there. They will go to Portugal as well. But there's for historical reasons and colonial reasons, there's a big Tunisian community in France. Germany is different. Germany attracts, well, you know, a million Syrians came up, but it's more France, Italy, and the southern European countries that would attract the Tunisians where they have the family connections.
Judy Dempsey of Strategic Europe. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.